One blob of red and three blobs of white. A face and two upraised hands. But this was no painting, and one of the hands moved rapidly forward in a throwing gesture, and there came another hellish, rising whine. Roland rolled back against the tumble of the pyramid. There was a pause that seemed endless, and then the sneech struck the pyramid's other side and exploded. The concussion threw them forward onto their faces. Patrick screamed in terror. Rocks flew to either side in a spray. Some of them rattled down on the road, but Roland saw not a single piece of shrapnel strike so much as a single rose. The boy scrambled to his knees and would have run, likely back into the road, but Roland grabbed him by the collar of his hide coat and yanked him down again. "We're safe enough here," he murmured to Patrick. "Look." He reached into a hole revealed by the falling rock, knocked on the interior with his knuckles, produced a dull, ringing noise, and showed his teeth in a strained grin. "Steel, Yar, he can hit this thing with a dozen of his flying fireballs and not knock it down. All he can do is blast away the rocks and blocks and expose what lies beneath, can it? And I don't think he'll waste his ammunition. He can't have much more than a donkey's carry." Before Patrick could reply, Roland peered around the pyramid's ragged edge once more. He cupped his hands around his mouth and screamed, "Try again, Sai. We're still here, but perhaps your next throw will be lucky." There was a moment of silence, then an insane scream. "You don't dare mock me, you don't dare!" Now came another of those rising whistles. Roland grabbed Patrick and fell on top of him, behind the pyramid but not against it. He was afraid it might vibrate hard enough when the sneech struck to give them concussion injuries or turn their soft insides to jelly. Only this time, the sneech didn't strike the pyramid, it flew past it instead, soaring above the road. Roland rolled off Patrick and onto his back. His eyes picked up the golden blur and marked the place where it button-hooked back toward its targets. He shot it out of the air like a clay plate. There was a blinding flash, and then it was gone.